to have a bit of a chat because early this morning, very early this morning, Australian time, Google unveiled a whole raft of new products, a couple of phones, some bits and pieces with software, and a brand new VR headset called the Daydream View. One of the people watching that with eagle eyes was Rae Johnson from Gizmodo, a tech website. She's joining me on the phone. Good morning, Rae.
Good morning, Nick.
It's very rare I get to speak to someone who's been up much earlier than me. Congratulations on you.
Now, thank you.
I feel like we've been speaking about VR headsets for so long. We've been talking about sort of Gear VR and it's in the home and it's this and it's that. Why is Daydream View such a big shift for Google, or is it just more of the same?
Well, I think Google's always had the tact to make virtual reality really accessible. You know, they made the Google Cardboard, which you could just download and fold up yourself. This is a bit of a step continuing that sort of history, since it has a much lower price point than anything else on the market at the moment. It's going to be released for $119 here in Australia, which puts it a good $40 cheaper than anything else that's currently on the market. But I think they've kind of had a little bit of time to look at those lower price point virtual reality headsets that are available with smartphones these days and take a look at some of the problems that they may have been encountering and see if they can improve it somewhat. So instead of a hard kind of plastic, really heavy, clunky headset, they looked at what you would normally put on your head anyway, which would be, you know, clothing, a hat, a beanie, that sort of thing. So that they've made it out of a lightweight fabric so that it's going to be nice and comfortable and a bit lighter to wear. Because what it boils down to, it, Google are basically wanting you to have this headset on as much as humanly possible. It's actually pretty astounding the amount of apps that it's going to work with. I don't think that what they're going for with this is really high-end specs.
Right.
You're not looking at superior quality VR here like you would with, say, the HTC Vive. You're looking at being able to drop your smartphone in the goggles at the front, which actually go over glasses, which is good news for glasses wearers. They've got a bit of space in there. And you're looking at using it for doing things like watching YouTube. They've got a partnership with Netflix, so you can sit back and chill out and watch Stranger Things in widescreen really, really close to your face if you want to. So basically they're looking at it as a full entertainment sort of system, essentially.
Does it only work with the Pixel phones?
It does currently only work with the Pixel phone. They do have a very stringent set of specifications. At the moment, it only works with Google's new phone, but they do say that they've got other partners coming out very soon in the future who will be able to meet the specs of the headset.
I'm really curious because we've been talking about VR for so long and we all thought that Gear VR, Samsung were basically giving it away with every phone.
Yeah.
I still don't know many people who are using it. I still haven't found that killer app. Do you think Google's the one that's going to make it into something people want and not just a novelty?
Yeah, look, I think when we've seen other launches for VR headsets, we've seen the whole gimmicky, you know, like here's a Harry Potter experience, which is something that we absolutely did see today. But where you can jump in and be Harry Potter because it comes with this little handheld remote control that you can use as a wand and it tracks where you are. And of course, you can play games with it and all that sort of thing. But it did really seem that the main push was towards using it as an entertainment device and as a bit more of a passive experience, you know, viewing those 360 videos, viewing that virtual reality, but a bit less interactive. And I think that's where it may win out because it's a bit less gimmicky and a bit more something that people can see themselves using on a regular basis.
Well, as you said, the price is quite decent, just under $120 when it arrives. Is it out soon, by the way?
It's out in November, so we don't have long to wait, which is pretty good. But I'll be interested to get my hands on one. Our editor here at Gizmodo, Campbell, he had a play with one over at Google headquarters this morning, and he said it absolutely was lighter and it felt a lot nicer. He said that the quality of it wasn't quite on par with the Gear VR. He still said that the whole VR experience was a lot better on Gear VR, but as an entertainment device and for that price point and for the comfort and wearability of it, I think it's won out here.
Of course, for the moment, though, you are only going to be using it on phones that are costing over $1,000 a piece at the moment, aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah. The Pixel phones that came out today start at just over $1,000. And, you know, the specs aren't really quite up there to be able to demand that price. So it'll be interesting to see how well these phones actually do.
Well, Ray, it's an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for that. And look, you know, maybe I've got VR fatigue, but it's going to take me a little while to get excited about this. But thanks for chatting.
Thanks for having me.